What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to Bob in Las Vegas. Bob, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Mike, I just wanted to finish up by saying I think the extent of Trump's win could have been comparable to Reagan's in 1984, his victory over Mondale. That's how much of a landslide I think it likely was.
I tend to agree because even here in Hawaii, in the run-up to the election, I found the Trump people were out there. I only ever saw one Hillary supporter, and she was so frustrated she was actually slapping passing cars with her Hillary sign. I used to wear around the Hillary for Prison T-shirt, and I wore it over to this little place on Kauai called Hanalei, where we have a friend who lives there. And if you ever saw the George Clooney movie, The Descendants, thank you, The Descendants, part of that was shot in that town. And it's old Hawaii. It's a wonderful place. People love to go there. And I wore that shirt around there just weeks before the election. And I only had two people who complained about it, and everybody else wanted to get their picture taken with me for the shirt. They didn't know who I was. I was just, you know, another tourist there, but they loved the shirt. And so I think that there was actually a lot more Trump support here than the official numbers. But it's hard to find out because our current election system is designed to facilitate election fraud and to conceal it. And that means afterwards you can't go back and double check what actually happened without a huge amount of legal effort and legal cost. It's set up to just be opaque and removed from the voter. You are just required to accept that when corporate media tells you this candidate won, that's just the reality, and how dare you even suggest that our election system could ever be rigged. Remember last October, Obama was out there saying, when Donald Trump first said there's always a possibility the election could be rigged, and Obama came out and said, that's ridiculous. Trump is just being a kook conspiracy theorist. Our elections are perfectly honest. They could never, ever be rigged.
Right.
And then, of course, after the election was on over, we had Jill Stein coming on out, said we need recounts because obviously this election was rigged. And the recounts did reveal election fraud, all favoring Hillary Clinton, at which point Hillary Clinton came on out and said, well, obviously Russia was rigging this election. And they've kept that theme going since then, that Russia was rigging the election for Donald Trump by helping Hillary Clinton, which doesn't make any sense to anybody except a liberal. And then, of course, now when Trump is coming to office saying we're going to be taking a good look at last year's election for cheating, and you had all of these liberals out there, even the NAACP is out there saying, don't you dare investigate if the election was dishonest. Don't you dare do that. You're being racist. You're being discriminatory. You're being a kook. It's a circus. It really is a circus. And if it were not literally the future of our nation at stake in all of this stuff, we would laugh at the absurdity of it.
Right. I mean, we were told that Hillary won Nevada, but I don't recall seeing any Hillary Clinton bumper stickers. I saw a majority that I saw were Trump. I saw some Bernie Sanders bumper stickers, but I didn't see one Hillary Clinton sign or bumper sticker.
Well, there was somebody who did do a challenge in one of the Nevada counties, and I think they found out that, yeah, in point of fact, they found a huge amount of election fraud favoring Hillary Clinton. But we had the same thing here in Hawaii. There were Trump stickers and Trump hats and Trump shirts everywhere. I hardly ever saw anything for Hillary Clinton. And most of those people looked really, really stoned when I did, which makes a lot of sense when you remember that the Clintons' political fortunes are founded on that CIA gun and drug running operation in Arkansas in the 1980s. So I think Hillary's real constituency are all the drug dealers in the country who want one of their own to be the president of the United States of America. That's not a joke. I mean, think back on Prohibition.
I believe it.
On all the rum-runner gangster families who always kept one of their children isolated and clean to be able to run for Congress or the White House. And again, the indications are that's where the Kennedy family fortune came from. Because at the start of Prohibition, old Joe Kennedy was middle class, and somehow at the end of Prohibition, he was a multimillionaire. And there were allegations that he was a bootlegger, a rum runner, and that he laundered the money through the Boston Archdiocese. And then he aimed all three of his sons into politics. And, of course, John F. Kennedy got the White House. Robert F. Kennedy almost got to the White House. Teddy Kennedy almost got across Chappaquiddick Bridge. But, you know, that's it. People with money think they can buy their way into power. And certainly the criminal class has got more money than almost anybody else in this country.
Okay, Mike. Well, you and Claire have a great weekend. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you do.
Certainly will. We're going to be sitting around an auto repair place getting the ignition fixed on our Honda. Peter in Dallas. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to our show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
I have an idea for a national health care system.
Yes?
I think it could make the liberals and conservatives happy, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity to rip it to shreds.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. If you can afford it, you buy it. If you want it and you can't afford it, you basically can borrow the money from the federal government. You have a tab. If things turn around, you pay off your tab. If things don't turn around, well, your state, if you have one, pays the federal government at that time. So nobody's off the hook, and everybody has access to health care.
Well, I don't think the federal government is in a position to loan money to Americans for medical care. They're having to borrow as much as they are already. The government's flat broke, and that puts a real damper on any plan. But I think Ross Perot had absolutely the right idea. Let's look at other countries and find ones that actually do have a healthcare system that works to keep their people healthy. And let's just copy that. But the problem in this country is that going all the way back to Richard Nixon's signing of the Health Maintenance Act, they removed restrictions on profit making from medical care. And it went from being about the health of the American people to just another business opportunity. And it was at that point we started seeing the prices just go right through the roof, because our current medical industrial complex wants to make money, and they make more money the sicker you are, the longer you are sick, and that's why they're not interested in actually finding any cures for anything. What they want to sell are treatments that continue month after month, year after year, guaranteeing a revenue stream to them. And if you're not sick, the new thing is we're going to force perfectly healthy people to buy our product, meaning the vaccines. And again, it's all about the money. And if the vaccines make you sick, well, that's more money for the medical industrial complex, because they're going to have to treat the symptoms that were created by those vaccines you were forced to buy.
Well, you're suggesting then we just take the profit motive out of medicine. That's the fix. I mean, is that really where you're heading?
Yeah, because it worked before Nixon. We had really good medical care when the focus was kept on medical care.
Well, okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Peter. We're going to let you go. Now then, the Philippines all of a sudden are becoming a major focus for politics in the region. As you know, everything was all hunky-dory, and the Philippines were on board with this U.S. effort to separate China from the South China Sea. And then Obama stuck his nose in where it was not wanted, chastising Duterte for the very aggressive Philippine war on drug dealers. And Obama went on down there and said, you shouldn't be doing this. We love our drug dealers in the United States of America. We take care of them. And Duterte said, no, you mind your own business. Forerunner of him telling the EU to mind their own business. And so now all of a sudden, we're starting to see this propaganda campaign that Duterte may be aligned with Russia. Insert ominous music here. And what does the United States do with countries that are suspected of being aligned with Russia? Well, we're going to have to overthrow the government, put in somebody that's going to be a little bit more reasonable with the U.S. policies, which is, you know, a sneer at Russia, sneer at China, go easy on the drug smugglers, because that's what makes America great. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, I'm getting a message from our control room. Does anybody know Bitcoin cryptocurrency really well? Apparently, there's somebody who's an associate of RBN, needs somebody willing to communicate with them. So you can call in to the call-in line, 800-313-9443. Mike will take your contact information and forward it along. And, yeah, it's a bit of a mystery. When the Bitcoin first came along, in theory, it sounds great. I haven't had a lot of exposure to Bitcoin. I tried to set up a wallet one time. They wanted a monthly fee. I was recently involved with another cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, it has now been banned here in the state of Hawaii. So, end of story. But it does need to be, I think, simplified in order to make it really commercially viable to the consumer market. Now then, getting on back to the war zones, the United Nations is now complaining that sanctions that are being imposed on North Korea are hindering their ability to send in food aid. Now, before all this talk about weapons of war and nuclear weapons and Kim Jong-un and everything, North Korea was already in serious trouble. They've had a string of natural disasters. There's a lot of hunger there. The United Nations was trying to send assistance in there. And now, because of all the sanctions being piled on, the UN is saying, we're having difficulty being able to do anything about what's going on, which may also be their excuse down in Yemen. And I agree, from the outside, based on what we've been told in the corporate media, it looks like North Korea's government is rapidly becoming as dysfunctional as that here in the United States of America. But ultimately, I think the political psychosis that we're seeing is actually appears to be contagious. One world leader starts to go really crazy and get aggressive, and all the others just try and keep up. It does seem weird. Let's talk about Belarus, because it looks like Belarus is now in play. There have been riots down there. Belarus is saying it's all coming from outside. And so we're seeing this article from Pravda, where it looks like the U.S. is intending for the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, to basically follow Gaddafi's fate. They're going to create a color revolution in his country, kill Lukashenko, and bring Belarus into the Western sphere of influence. But apparently, Lukashenko isn't being as naive about these things as Gaddafi, or maybe he just learned from the examples of Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein and all these other deposed leaders. They're coming down hard on any civil unrest, any disruption. They're just going to stamp down on it. And already, they're out there saying that these riots, these protests, were not organic, naturally occurring expressions of civil unrest. They are organized and directed from outside. They've already arrested 26 people for being part of a clandestine program to kick up civil unrest and destabilize Belarus, just like they did in Ukraine. See, here's the problem. The U.S. has been playing this game on countries since the end of World War II, at least 50 times. They succeed about half. But they succeeded because the people in the targeted countries did not know that what was going on in front of their eyes was not a true revolution or civil war, but outside agitators who were overthrowing the government to put in a puppet ruler. The CIA did it in Iran in 1953. They did it in Chile in 1973. They tried to do it in Ukraine. Haven't done very well there. But now, because of the internet and the independent media, the people of the world are now awake and realize when they start seeing riots and protests and violence in their country, they know it's not their fellow countrymen. It's not their brothers and sisters and their friends and relatives. These are outside paid agitators trying to bring their democratically elected governments down to replace them with a dictatorship. Every time the U.S. goes out with one of these interventions, one of the big lies that you are told is we're bringing democracy to those people. When you look at the history of all these coup d'etats and overthrows by the United States into other countries, not one of them has ever actually produced a real democracy. They have installed a dictator and an illusion of democracy. All right, we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing there, Mike? Let me just... I
can barely hear you. What's going on?
I had to lower the computer. Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me any better now?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. As far as Belarus, isn't Belarus really part of the Russian Republic? And if not, it's so close.
It's one of the Russian republics, plural. When the former Soviet Union fell apart, it balkanized into all the original nations that had existed before the union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. And what they have there now today is something where all these countries are in the same political alignment, but they still enjoy a great deal of autonomy. If you look at a map, the reason for this attempt to take control of Belarus is part of this program to encircle Russia itself. Because if you look at all of the nations around there, most of them are under NATO control or U.S. control. Belarus is still a wild card, and that is why it's being targeted, to turn it into a vassal of the Western world in order to box Russia in. And I don't think Russia is going to allow that to happen.
But do you think Putin would be smart? I don't know if the Belarus would want it to send in Russian troops. Make sure it doesn't happen.
Well, I think Belarus is doing the right thing. They have identified the fact that they're a target for a clandestine U.S. overthrow, and they're cracking down on it. Putin's already done that in Russia, kicked out USAID and a bunch of these other NGOs, which are always at the forefront of these covert government regime changes. And I think Belarus is about to do the same. Like I said, this old recipe doesn't work anymore because everybody sees what's really going on.
One thing I noticed, too, is some of these religious groups are actually looking for trouble there. One of the reasons why, I don't know if you noticed, a lot of Mormons seem hostile towards Russia today, including Glenn Beck, the guy who ran their president in Utah, who actually ran for president of Utah there, Egg McMuffin or whatever his name is.
It's not just Russia today. I mean, the current establishment, and it's got nothing to do with their being Mormon or anything else right now. The current establishment is realizing that the good old days of being able to feed the American people a bunch of nonsense and be believed are gone. And they're declaring war on anybody that is out there, that is being listened to by the people of planet Earth, that is telling a different story than the official U.S. government propaganda. And it's not just Russia today. They're going after Sputnik News. They're going after the independent media. And they're all saying, well, they're all right-wing, as if somehow that's going to discredit us, because if we're not Democrat and left-wing liberals, then somehow we're automatically inferior and less trustworthy, which is absolutely nonsense. But they're trying to get back to a world where they can lie to the American people with impunity. They're not going to get there, by the way.
The reason I mentioned... the Mormons is because I looked it up, and evidently Russians have thrown out Mormon missionaries. At least the Greek Orthodox Church wanted them out. The Russian Orthodox Church saying the Mormons are basically a cult, and they kicked out their missionaries. And
well,
I think that's
a completely separate issue, I think, from Glenn Beck and the hostility toward Russia today. Anyway, Mark, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with another phone call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the phones here. Shelby in Wyoming, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm surprised I got on. Okay. I was calling. I listen to your show quite a bit, and I'm trying to keep up on everything. But I'd like to hear your honest take on the economy. What is really what's going on? I hear you talk about retail stores closing down and everything else. I read about it. I look at stocks in the local newspaper every day. I actually live in Jackson, Wyoming, and it's a fairly recession-resistant town just because many rich folk congregate there. But I'm getting kind of worried, and I'd like to hear what your statement is.
Well, you have a right to be worried because the problem is exists on many planes. The simplest explanation is for an economy to be functioning, currency must be flowing freely at all levels and into all necessary sectors of development. Unfortunately, as this country has descended into fascism, more and more the wealth is concentrated at the very, 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 very top And too little of it is getting back down to the lower levels to keep the economy going. And the reason we're seeing all these iconic retailers like Sears going out of business is because people don't have money to go and buy things. There's an attempt to just drive wages and salaries down to make corporations more profitable. But it is a false dream because certainly for manufacturing and retail corporations, if you don't have customers, you're not going to be profitable no matter how much you're cheating your own workers. It just doesn't work on out. And too much wealth inequality will destabilize any society. Now, the big problem we have is the private central banks, which are basically allowed to create money out of thin air and then loan it to the public at interest. Of course, we're not allowed to create money out of thin air to pay it back. And it is not really a system of economics so much as it is a system of enslavement. But it's naturally unstable because over time, private central banks will create more debt than money to actually pay that debt. And the debt grows and grows and grows until it starts to lock up the system. And that's what we're seeing in places like Greece and Cyprus, in fact, all over Europe and here in the United States of America. There has to be a reset of some kind, but the money junkies don't want to let go of this system that favors them. And so ultimately, the only reset that happens is an absolute crash. And it does seem like we're headed into one right now. Now, the stock market numbers look very impressive, but we know they're being rigged to use as a political banner, to wave at the people and say, look, the economy's great. Look at the soaring Dow here and everything. But analysts are saying our stock market is way overvalued, and that's a bad thing.
May I ask you a question, Mike?
Sure.
Okay. I'm a plumber, so how do you feel about trades? Do you think they will continue to at least sustain a little bit of sustain through a crash, or do you think that we're pretty much all going down?
No, there's going to be a continuum here. I mean, obviously, somebody with a really useful skill like plumbing or electrical work or carpentry or anything that actually produces something, they're going to be less vulnerable to a downturn than people who've got degrees in like art history or women's studies or something like that, because those will be first to go. Having a really saleable skill, computer engineer, civil engineering, any of that stuff, they're going to be less vulnerable to the downturn because people are always going to need their pipes to be repaired. They're always going to need the wiring redone in business buildings and so forth. They're going to need cables laid for their computers and so forth and so on.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. Well, and one other question. I'm sure you've touched on this before in your show, how, in your personal opinion, I know you can't give an exact, you know, you're not a magician or a wizard, but do you really think that it's going to be 2017 that everything's going to turn down?
It's hard to say. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll answer your question when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And in response to the question, when is it going to start falling apart, it's very difficult for prognosticators to actually say, for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, we are dependent on the information that the Federal Reserve and the government put on out. In some cases, that information is no longer being provided. Remember, some years back, they stopped publishing what's called the M3 aggregate, which is the total amount of currency in circulation and a direct measure of the real inflation that we're dealing with. Now we have an inflation calculation that is based on selected indicators and leaves out food and fuel, which is where inflationary pressures first show up. We know the unemployment numbers are an absolute joke. We know the stock market's being rigged. So that blurs things. The other problem is that we're all trying to forecast where the economy is going on the basis of the rules, the regulations, the laws. We have a lot of people in the economic system who simply don't play by the rules, and we have a government that will change the rules whenever they feel it will give them an advantage. But I think in a lot of real ways, I think the economic shutdown has already started. When you hear about iconic stores like Sears going out of business, when you hear about shopping malls that are shutting down, it is very obvious this is no longer an economy that works for the people and the country. It's still working really good for those up at the top, which is why they're happy with it. But I think in a lot of real ways, our economy is already shutting down. And a big part of it, of course, is that we have covertly been in a wartime economy for 15 years now. And money from the American taxpayer that should be spent repairing the roads, repairing the bridges, the rail system, the infrastructure as a whole, has been spent on war. And we now have a situation where engineers are estimating that our power grid, everyone's always talking about, oh, the terrorists are going to take down the power grid. They don't need to. It's on the verge of collapse itself. It's going to need something like $5 trillion worth of work to get our power grid back up to where it should be to support a society as complex as the United States of America. This would be a good time if we could find where that $10 trillion the Pentagon misplaced went to. So in a lot of ways, I think the economy has already started to shut down because it's not working for everybody. It's only working for the ultra, ultra rich. Anything else, Shelby?
I've always honestly wondered, since you're in Hawaii, I forget what island you said you were on, but I honestly have always wondered how you always speak of being ready and prepping and everything else. I've always wondered how you were doing that on the island.
Well, I live on the island of Oahu, and my prepping is basically the same as it would be anywhere else. Storable food, lots of water, things to keep Claire and I alive, functional, and moderately happy if the supply chain breaks down, which unfortunately here in Hawaii, we're a little more vulnerable to supply chain disruption than people in the heartland of America who are already out there planting gardens. We can't do that. I've got a few plants out back. I joke about
although
the pineapple
you,
plant.
I
joke about
you do have fishing and seafood and whatnot, you know, to sustain, which is a plus.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of our seafood glows in the dark now.
Oh, I see. Yes. Fukushima.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Well, Mike, well, it's good talking to you. And, thanks for your info.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Get on back here to the news here. We're about 22 minutes away from the lovely Lady Claire. Now, the Pentagon, according to Zero Hedge, is denying that they were trying to hide this study from 2015 that found $125 billion in waste, money that was being spent that didn't need to be spent, and the Pentagon is denying that they were trying to shelve it or hide it, even though they're admitting they haven't actually made much headway in terms of trimming out that $125 billion in waste. The Pentagon's never been audited. They're just used to this idea that you, the American people, are going to work hard and give them your money, and they will spend it on things like sticky foam cannons and all kinds of... They'll spend it on boondoggles like the F-35. You know, because there's always more money out there. There's always more money out there for us to just build the latest whiz-bang toy here. Now then, getting on to the economic news, Investment Watch blog is reporting the real estate market has been pumped up to support the fake economy. When that bubble bursts, it's going to take a lot of other stuff with it. And the reason for that, and we saw this back in 2008, same exact thing. Flip real estate back and forth to drive up its value, make it look like it was worth more than it had been a couple of weeks ago. And the reason you do that is because it generates instant equity. Because if the land, if the house is being flipped back and forth and it's more and more expensive, then you have a lot more of a gap between the equity value of your home and the mortgage that you owe on it. And in that space, is where you're allowed to borrow more money against the equity in your home. The problem is when that equity vanishes, you have a lot of loans coming due because they're going to want their money. It's no longer secured. But it's artificially inflated. And during that whole run-up to the mortgage-backed security fraud, we were seeing a lot of real estate frothing is the term, where you're just churning as much sales in real estate as you can to artificially inflate the prices. And Claire and I actually got hit by that twice, because when we first moved here, we were over in renting a condo on the other side of the island. We were very happy there. We were very happy there. And then all of a sudden, back in 2008, it got sold. We're going to sell it. It's worth so much more money to us. So we had to move to another home. And we were only there a couple of months. And all of a sudden, that was being sold and flipped back and forth. And we lucked out finding this particular place where we live right now, because the owners of it are not into real estate investing and land flipping. And so we have a very stable life here. But that's what's going on. And that equity, that artificially created equity on everybody's property, is being used as security for more borrowing. And when that begins to fall apart, there's going to be chaos, and it won't just be in real estate. In fact, I would say that probably this next downturn, this next upset, is going to be more serious than what we saw back in 2008. Now, we were talking about Sears, iconic company. I remember it my entire life. I almost can't conceive of a world where there isn't a Sears. It's such a big part of my growing up, my identity. There's always a Sears. It's amazing. But right now, apparently triggered by Sears management's admission that they're not going to be able to keep the doors open much longer, we're seeing the process accelerate. Vendors, manufacturers, are halting shipments. No new product is coming into the Sears store. Apparently, the manufacturers are concerned that they may not be paid for the inventory that's already there. See, part of the problem is the entire system runs on lines of credit. Sears is actually getting inventory, and they owe the manufacturers for the inventory, which they pay back when you actually buy the product, and nobody's buying. Apparently, some of Sears' insurance companies are starting to cancel their policies. We have a Sears down here at the bottom of the hill. They have an elevator in the middle of the store. It's been out of commission for months. And it's very obvious looking, and it's just blocked off, elevator out of order. There's no repairman. There's no tools. There's nothing. They have just made the decision they're not going to fix that elevator because they just don't have the money for it. Now, Russia is getting ready to break with the international banking system, and we're talking about SWIFT, the Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications System. It's called SWIFT. SWIFT just disconnected North Korea. It's a form of punishment. If you don't do what the private central bankers do, we will cut you off. Well, Russia is already making preparations to go it alone and just not be involved with that international cartel of private central banks anymore. And one of the after effects of sanctions and that misguided oil price war, Russia is learning how to be self-sufficient, and the globalists are in a panic. Oh my goodness, how can you be self-sufficient? You're not supposed to be self-sufficient. You're supposed to be dependent on the rest of us for everything that you need. Because dependency is slavery. And Russia's saying, nah, we're going to try something else here. One indication is that right now a yuan clearing bank has opened in Moscow. Russia and China have dumped the U.S. dollar in bilateral trade. And we're talking about two major powerhouse economies that have just said, we're not going to go through the dollar anymore. And that is the real agenda behind this push to war with Russia and China. It's not about North Korea. It's not about terrorism. It's not even about Crimea. This is a war between the United States Federal Reserve note and the Russian ruble and Chinese yuan. That's what it's about. That's what all this bloodshed is about. That's what this risk of World War III is all about. It's an argument over which brand of ink and paper we're going to be using for the next 100 years. This so-called clash of civilizations is a war between banking systems, between private central bank enslavement and countries that want to go back to banking that serves the nation and its people. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Wes in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Senate Bill 2302, Stop Radical Islamic Invasion of America. Shouldn't Trump be doing something about stopping this invasion so we are not going to be like Germany or Sweden? I know that.
Well, he's trying to. He put out the travel ban, but, you know, the liberals keep trying to block it. Now, there's a little bit of good news there because the judge in Virginia has refused to issue an injunction against the travel ban. Now, there are still two other states, one of them being right here in Hawaii, that are trying to block it, and they're going to have to go through the court cases on that one. But Trump is trying to protect our borders, and the globalists, the New World Order, the liberals, are all fighting him tooth and nail. They want the world's population to be blurred together, and they don't care how many people get robbed or murdered or raped to do it, because they believe in this eventual glory of the New World Order. In a lot of ways, the liberals are very much like the Scientologists, who are perfectly okay with committing these horrible crimes against those who don't want to do what the church tells them to do, because they believe in the long run they're serving humanity and they're going to make the whole world a much better place. Even though they're committing acts of terrorism today, they justify that. And the liberals do the same thing. Yes, your kids are getting raped by these criminals that we're importing from other countries, but in the long run, it's for the betterment of humankind. And liberals really, in fact, we should call them the Church of Liberalology. Their entire political philosophy is founded on an academic hoax, and that's why all of these grand plans the liberals come up with fail so badly.
Can you comment directly on Senate Bill 2302?
I have not actually read the text of it. I've seen it summarized. But I think the bill errs in using the word Muslim, because that would lead to a challenge based on religious discrimination. Trump's travel ban is against specific nations, not against a religion. The corporate media and the liberals are trying to say, oh, he hates Muslims, it's a Muslim ban. No, it's a ban on people from specific countries. And if you are coming from one of those countries, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, atheist, Pastafarian, Zarathustrian, or whatever, you're going to have the same degree of trouble coming into this country. The religion is not the issue. The issue is these countries hate the United States of America, and for a very simple reason. We've been mucking around their countries. We've been dropping bombs on them. We've been drone striking them. We've been trying to overthrow their governments. Nobody's going to have that stuff happen to them and remain entirely cheerful. These other countries don't hate us for our freedoms. They hate us because they're just going about their lives, trying to take care of their family, and all of a sudden there's a hideous explosion, and people they've grown up with are lying in bloody shreds at their feet, and the shrapnel is all stamped made in the USA. That's why they hate us. And that's why Trump is correct to say that we should be very careful who we let on in. Now, the funny thing is the media is being very, very hypocritical about all this. Because Trump is not the first president to ban groups of people. And the president is allowed to do this under Title VIII. Reagan banned immigration to specific groups of people 5 times during his administration. Bush Sr. banned immigration to a specific group 1 time. Bill Clinton banned immigration to specific groups of people 12 times during his administration. George Bush Jr. banned immigration to specific groups for people 6 times, and Barack Obama banned immigration to specific groups of people 19 times. And Donald Trump does it once, and they act like it's the end of the world.
In 1,400 years of Islam's existence. They have always been at war with the rest of the world.
Wait a minute. That's not fair to say. Look at what the Catholics did going into the Crusades. I mean, the idea of a holy war, a war fought for God, is actually a Catholic invention. And yes, the Muslims adopted it to fight back, but it's not entirely one-sided. There was the European effort to reclaim the Holy Lands in this belief that, you know, Jesus was actually a white guy. And then you have the continuing aggressions by Israel against its Muslim neighbors. It's not fair to say that Muslims have been at war with the world for however many years, because the world has been equally at war with them. I mean, I think you need to go back and really look at your history and get away from this propaganda that the Muslims are all to blame, because they're not. Everybody shares the blame because everybody has been an aggressor at some point in this horrible history. Thank you for the call, Wes. We're going to let you go. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Yeah, And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We got three more phone calls we're going to try and get through before the top of the hour. And the lovely lady Claire, Ralph in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Yeah, I'm just wondering your knowledge or anything that you see in the future regarding blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
I'm not an expert on the subject. I did put out a call a little earlier in the program where one of our RBN people needs some contacts who can talk about it. I tried to get into Bitcoin, then I tried to get into this other one, I think it was called Cloakcoin, but they've already made that illegal here in Hawaii. Certainly, the Federal Reserve is trying to find a way to justify the banning of any alternate currency to the Federal Reserve note. But they're in a bit of a pickle because their original charter didn't grant them exclusivity. And that's why when you look at the front of a Federal Reserve note, it says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It doesn't say it's the only one. And if two people get together and say, you can settle your debt to me for white seashells, that's now a valid, legitimate alternative currency. The same thing for silver and gold. We've got these states that are now removing capital gains on silver and gold so that they can be used as currency. And the cryptocurrencies are likewise, as long as people accept them, they can be used for commerce. My concern about cryptocurrency is it has to be easy to use, secure, and given the amount of cybercrime going on right now, I'm not entirely sure I'm ready to trust a significant part of my poverty to its clutches.
Okay. Well, what was the ruling? How did Hawaii ban that? Like, what did they?
I didn't get into the details. It's just when I went to the website, there was a notice saying we cannot serve you anymore. Hawaii has now banned this form of currency. So, you know, sorry, that's just the way it is.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully you get somebody on there and more information would be good.
Well, we can, but it's not a top priority for me right now. All righty, let's see. We're going to go to Angela in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I got a question. Is our military not supposed to keep Americans free and back our Constitution? And why are they playing exercises everywhere and not here taking care of what we pay them to do and using that income that we pay them with to keep our economy going?
Well, they're basically out doing what they're being told to do by the civilian leadership. But the civilian leadership, like the military, may pay lip service to preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution. They don't actually seem to be doing much of it. And right now we're seeing a government that is in fear for its continued existence. And when you have a government that is afraid for its continued existence, they're going to start ignoring the rules and just do whatever it takes to preserve their wealth and power, okay?
Okay, I'll just say, hey, guys, come home. We need you. We're not free. And thank you, Mike.
All right, well, thank you. And I apologize to our other caller that was on hold. I'm not going to be able to take your call. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely lady Claire after these few words.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively
effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.